Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Four Persons. Just a little bit of a news item here that we wanted to share with you. We wanted to kind of give you a real honest look at the current state of the presidential election. And, you know, we're just giving you honest, real information that's out there. You can look it up for yourself, and we're just kind of assimilating it and draw your own conclusions, figure out who the candidate of your choice is. We're just putting the information out there. So what you're looking at is and this is what they're showing as the current state of the presidential election. So I want you to understand what you're looking at. The states that are marked blue are states that are either in the solid Democrat, likely Democrat, or leans Democrat. Okay, so those three categories together, I have assigned as blue here. And I did the same thing with the red states. So let me explain what that means. What Real Clear Politics does is they keep a running average of some of the latest polls to come in. So if there's three or four polls that will come in, they'll keep an average of those three or four polls. And what you're seeing here is basically where that average of the latest few polls for each state, the projections of the average, has a candidate at least 5 points ahead. According to the average, we're not talking about the latest poll, but we're talking about according to the average, candidate A or candidate B is at least 5 points ahead in that state. So the states that you're looking at, very likely, that candidate is going to win that state, at least at this point. Now, I want to point out two exceptions to you. You see this district right here? This is Nebraska District 2. Now, Nebraska is one of the states that awards their electoral votes by district. And then the winner of the overall state vote gets this, the two votes. So right now, Donald Trump, the Republican, has an average lead of 5 points or better in the state overall and in districts one and districts three. District two is considered a toss-up. Okay? Same thing up here in Maine. In Maine, it's just the reverse. Joe Biden safely leading the statewide vote, and he's safely leading in District 1. But in District 2, it is Trump who is leading by 5 points or better to gain that one electoral vote. And you say one electoral vote, what difference does one electoral vote mean? Well, you're going to find that it means more than you think. So you look at this electoral map and you say, okay, this is a battleground election. It's a toss-up. It's anybody's game. At this point, I don't really think that's the legitimate way to look at this. That's not the legitimate state of this race. I'm going to tell you why. Because if we take the latest polls, Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg Morning Consult, each of those two organizations just recently released polling in the tightest battleground states. Okay. And each of those polls showed that Trump was leading in six of the seven closest. Now, they differed on which one was the exception, but I'm going to take the latest of those polls, which is the Bloomberg Morning Consult poll. And using the same rule of a lead of 5 points or better, going to assign the states that, according to the Morning Consult poll, one of the candidates has a lead of at least 5 points. This is according to the latest poll. This is not the average, Real Clear Politics average, but the latest poll to be factored into that average to kind of give you an idea which direction the average is moving in. Fair enough? So we're going to start off here. There's four states in which one candidate has a lead of 5 points or better. Actually, in all four of these states, one candidate has a lead of 6 points or better. And folks, in all four cases, it's the same candidate leading. And okay, so this one, let's start with North Carolina. North Carolina shows Trump with a 10-point lead, according to the Morning Consult poll. Now, if further polls show that, then North Carolina is going to quickly move from toss-up to leans Trump, or even likely Trump. So Trump has a 10-point lead, according to the latest poll, the Bloomberg Morning Consult poll, in North Carolina. Now, that's the one state that went for Trump in 2020, and we're not going to even talk about, you know, the controversy of, you know, how straight up the election was, but we're just saying that when the final tally was made, North Carolina was in Trump's column. So now it's looking more likely than it's going to be in Trump's column again. Well, that puts Trump at 235 electoral votes. That makes him 35 short of what he needs for to be elected president. Actually, it's not 35, it's 34, but we're going to get into that in just a minute. Remember what we talked about this one electoral vote? Okay, so we're going to get into that in a minute. So 235 is where Trump is at, according to this map, and this is what's available. So clearly you can see in this situation, Trump is in the advantage. He needs 34 electoral votes out of 88. Okay. Let's continue with states that where Trump is leading by at least 6 points. Now, this is where the news gets really bad for Biden, because the next three states are all states that went for Biden in 2020. And all of them show at least a 6-point lead for Trump at this point. We start with Georgia, where Trump is leading by 6 points. That puts him up to 251. All right. In Arizona, Trump is leading by 7 points, according to the Bloomberg Morning Consult poll. And in Nevada, I can't even believe I'm reading this. In Nevada, Trump is up by 8 points. 8 points, according to the Bloomberg Morning Consult poll. And Bloomberg is no conservative organization. So where does this lead us? Well, this puts Trump at 268. Okay, 268. And there's 55 electoral votes left. Of those 55 electoral votes, what does Trump need to win? Well, you say, well, he needs two. Well, no. Remember I told you about this one right here, this main district one? Without this main district one, Trump would be at 267. Okay? The current House delegation, there are more Republican House delegations in the House of Representatives than there are Democrats. Now, what that means is that if the election comes down to a tie, it's forced into the House of Representatives and it goes by House delegations. Okay, so this means if the election winds up in a tie, 269 to 269, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives would elect the next president. So there you have it. Okay, well, what does that mean? Well, that means we have four battleground states and one battleground district. Okay. And in order to win the presidential election, Joe Biden has to sweep them. You heard right. He has to sweep them. He has to win all five to eke out a 271 to 268 election. Or 270 to 268 election. If he wins all five. So, where is he? What is the current state of these races? Now, remember, Trump needs only one of these five. Well, Nebraska District 2, as it would have it, is currently tied. It's currently tied. All right. Before I tell you the state of these elections, of these states here, I want you to look at one of the states that's, now these were all five of these were won by Biden in 2020. But here's what's really incredible. Look at this one. Minnesota. Are you kidding me? Folks, Minnesota hasn't gone for the Republican candidate since 1972. In 1984, Ronald Reagan won 49 states. Guess which one he lost? Minnesota. This state is considered a toss-up. Okay? And if we look at the Real Clear Politics electoral map, we're waiting for it to load here. And we look at Minnesota. We look at the latest polls in Minnesota. I mean, this is a true toss up. Latest poll had Biden up by 2. Poll previous to that had Biden up by 3. Poll previous to that had Biden up by 2. Okay. Look at the margin of errors. 4.9, 2.6, 4.4. So in only one of these last three polls, the second one, did Biden have a lead outside the margin of error. And it was only 0.4% outside of the margin of error. So this is a true toss-up. Minnesota, folks, is a true toss-up. That's astounding. Okay? But what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and give him Minnesota, even though he has that slight lead there, but it is a lead nevertheless. Okay? And if we're going by the Real Clear Politics average, okay, okay, look at this. According to the Real Clear Politics average, okay, Trump's leading in Michigan. That puts Trump over the top. Okay, and that lead in Michigan is 0.3 points, according to the Real Clear Politics average. That would put him over the top. He has a 1-point lead in Pennsylvania. Okay. And he has a 4-point lead in Wisconsin. So if he going by the Real Clear Politics average, this right here is the state of the presidential race. And let's go ahead and give Biden the District 2. I mean, Biden District 2, and we're going to give Trump the rest of Nebraska. And this is where we're at, 312 to 226. This is the current state of the presidential election if you look at the polls. Now, even if we went by the morning consult, go back to the morning consult, do away with the average, all right? We get, so that means we give Michigan back to Biden. Okay. So let's look at Wisconsin. Latest poll has Trump up in Wisconsin. Let's look at Pennsylvania. Latest poll has Trump up in Pennsylvania. Even if we give the latest polls to Biden, he still loses. He's still down 297 to 241. And we're giving him Nebraska District 2, which is currently tied. So in order to win this election, he's got to pull Trump down 28 votes, not at 29 votes. Because 30 would put him at 260, yeah, 267 would be 30, so 28 votes. To get him down to 268, okay? So he's got to take back Pennsylvania. And that still doesn't, he's got to take back Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. He's got to win them both. So, folks, things are not looking good for Team Biden. So, that's an update on the race. Just thought you'd be interested, and have a wonderful day.